We are studying this chapter where we are encouraged to do good and invite people towards righteousness and save them from all wrongdoing. And that should be the nature of a Muslim. Wherever he gets an opportunity, a Muslim, non-Muslim, wherever he can, he should tell him a word of goodness. Even like, for example, putting petrol at the filling station. Just advise the attendant, be good to your wife, be good to your mother, etc. Any good advice that we can give. So don't oppress anyone. Any advice that we can give, we should try and give. And in that we read the second hadith in the chapter, a little lengthy hadith, where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave the flag of Islam to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu on the occasion of the battle of Khaybar. And at the end of the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him that to invite one person, to one person can say hidayat, you invite him, is better than owning red camels, which are a very prize-worthy commodity in those days for the Arabs. So in other words, to possess something very valuable of this dunya, more better than that is, we give dawah to somebody. In that we mentioned especially the workers in our shops, etc., the maids working for us at home, we should give them a dawah of Islam as well. That is the greatest thing that we could give them. So whoever we can, we should give them dawah. Further explanation, a red camel was the most valuable of possessions to the Arabs. Hence it was frequently used to illustrate the value of something by way of an example. Red camels particularly had great value. And whenever something of value wanted to be explained, the example of red camels used to be given. In our days, perhaps like owning a gold mine or a gold refinery or etc., or something more valuable than that is that somebody gets hidayat through us. That is the greatest thing. And all of us, it should be part and parcel of our life that wherever we can, we give the dawah of Islam. When Allah Ta'ala loves a person, it means that Allah grants the person the ability to do such actions that please him and draw him closer to him. Many of us, we feel that we have the love of Allah, and to have that feeling is a very good feeling. But the sign of it is that we do those actions which please Allah Ta'ala, and we stay away from those actions which displease Allah Ta'ala. In fact, a wali also is not because of his status, his dressing, or his following. It is how much he obeys the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Any person who might not be even recognized as a wali of Allah, but if he is fulfilling the commands of Allah and staying away from the haram, he is a wali of Allah, though he may not be recognized as such. On the other hand, the love that a person has for Allah is manifested in his obedience to the commands of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and abstaining from that which they have prohibited. One is the love of Allah for us, and the sign of our love for Allah Ta'ala and for love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also how much we fulfill the commands of Allah and abstain from the things which have been made haram for us. And that is not only in our public life, but moreover in our private life. And every person should look into his private life and see how much is he obeying the commands of Allah, how much is he just obeying the commands of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Based on this hadith, ulama have deduced that it is compulsory to invite people towards Islam before waging jihad against them. If the message of Islam has not previously reached them, whenever the jamaat of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to go out, they shouldn't go out primarily for jihad, but they should go out to give da'wah of Islam. and which is only permissible to make jihad after the awadh has been given completely and with all the conditions fulfilled, then jihad is made. So the primary thing is to invite towards Islam, and those doors are not closed for us. Each and everyone has the opportunity, and we get many opportunities to invite people towards Islam, towards good. It is our duty, incumbent duty, that we invite towards Islam. And the greatest we can offer mankind is the offer of Iman and Islam, by which a person can permanently save from the fire of Jahannam. And we should say how much we activate ourselves in that field. The reference to worldly items such as red camels as a reward for good actions is merely to facilitate understanding. In reality, the reward in the hereafter is beyond human imagination. In this hadith, the example of red camels is given. Many other hadiths, many such examples are given of worldly things. But worldly things cannot compare with deen at all. This is only according to our understanding. We have value for worldly things. So according to that, Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave us example. Otherwise, all the things of this world cannot compare at all with any of the ni'mat of Akhirah. It cannot compare with the great honor of inviting somebody towards Islam. Even if that person doesn't accept, just the act of inviting is so valuable. And these are just examples for us to understand. The hadith highlights the excellence and bravery of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And in this battle also, the great bravery Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu showed is really unimaginable. And that is all the power of Iman. Trust in Allah and the help of Allah which comes to a person who fulfills Allah's command. The foremost priority of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum was to gain the love of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and therefore they strove to their utmost in order to outdo others in their quest for excellence. One great thing which we are sort of totally unmindful of, if we are mindful of in becoming pious, is to make namaz, etc., tilawat, to give charity, but to gain the love of Allah, that doesn't even come to our mind. May Allah reward our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahullah, who came to our country, who traveled the world in order to inform the people to acquire the love of Allah. Otherwise, we were not even aware that there is something like the love of Allah. We had love of filthy and dirty things, haram things, but the love of the greatest love, the love of Allah, we were totally unaware of that. And that is the most important, to gain the love of Allah. As many of us, we make our five times namaz, etc. We are dressed Islamically, but think for ourselves, do we desire to make dua for the love of Allah? That is the primary thing that we should gain, the love of Allah, and that is the solution of all problems as well. Islam does not aim to convert people to the faith by force. In here also, and everywhere else, Islam was never spread by the sword, and Islam is not forced down the throat of any person. This is all the propaganda of the West and the Orientalists. Otherwise, Islam always spread mainly by good akhlaq and character. When we have good character and we show good character, by that Islam spreads. It's inviting towards Allah and saving people from misguidance is meritorious. This is a very great thing, and not only in the matters of Iman, in all other matters, our children, family people, to encourage them on namaz, tilawat of Quran, etc., to encourage somebody to go in Jamaat, to somebody, youngsters, to become alims, etc. These are all great acts of merit, and we should not do the opposite of encourage them to go to haram places. where the iman is corrupted, where the akhlaq is corrupted, that is not the work of, forget the ordinary Muslim, not even the work of scholars. We should always encourage towards good, not towards bad and wrong. The curing of Hazrat Ali's inflamed eye through the blessed saliva of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a miracle. And many such miracles of Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are recorded, which all the medicine of the world cannot do, but the simple actions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have to achieve all those great results. So that is all, those are the miracles of Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from there, we should understand the truthfulness of Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then the truthfulness of every teaching of Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the life of the qabr, of the day of Qiyamah, of Jannat and Jahannam, and we should make our lives accordingly. May Allah grant us all tawfiq and guide us towards righteousness.